This is Audible.
This is Simon & Schuster's Pimsleur Language Program's User's Guide. Congratulations! You have just purchased the most effective language program ever developed. As you probably know, learning a new language can be frustrating. Your first experience with a foreign language may have been in school. If the classes seemed difficult, or if your grades were poor, you probably believed you had no aptitude for languages. Even if you did well, you may have been surprised later to discover that what you learned was of little or no use when you tried to converse with native speakers. Perhaps you waited until later in life and tried adult education classes, language schools, or home training programs. There, too, you may have found the information hard to retain, the lessons tedious, and your progress slow. Many language students give up early in these programs, convinced that they lack the natural ability to understand and use what they read and hear. The truth is that anyone can acquire a foreign language with the right teaching system. With the Pimsleur method, you will benefit from the years of research and development that have helped to create the world's most effective method for teaching foreign languages. The Pimsleur language programs, developed by Dr. Paul Pimsleur, fill an urgent need for self-instructional materials in many languages. How to use this program. To get the full benefit of each lesson, choose a quiet place where you can practice without interruption and a time of day when your mind is most alert and your body least fatigued. The length of each lesson, about 30 minutes, is that recommended by teaching specialists for a concentrated learning task. Once you've started the program, simply follow the tutor's instructions. The most important instruction is to respond aloud when the tutor tells you to do so. There will be a pause after the instruction, giving you time to reply. It is essential to your progress that you speak out in a normal, conversational voice when asked to respond. Your active participation in thinking and speaking is required for your success in mastering this course. The simple test for mastery is whether you are able to respond quickly and accurately when your tutor asks a question. If you are responding correctly about 80% of the time, then you're ready to proceed to the next lesson. It is important to keep moving forward and also not to set unreasonable standards of perfection that will keep you from progressing, which is why we recommend using the 80% figure as a guide. You will notice that each lesson contains both new and familiar material. And just when you may be worrying about forgetting something, you will conveniently be reminded of it. Another helpful feature of the Pimsleur language program is its rate of saturation. You will be responding many times in the half hour. This saturation enables you to make substantial progress within a short period of time. Guidelines for success. Complete the lesson units in strict consecutive order. In other words, don't skip around, doing no more than one lesson per day, although the lesson unit for the day may be repeated. Daily contact with the language is critical to successful learning. Listen carefully to each lesson unit. Always follow the directions of the instructor. Speak out loud when directed by the tutor and answer questions within the pauses provided. It is not enough to just silently think of the answer to the question asked. You need to speak the answer out loud to set up a circuit of the language you are learning to speak so that it is heard and identified through your ears to help establish the sounds of the target language. Do this prior to hearing the confirmation, which is provided as reinforcement, as well as for additional speech training. Do all of the required activities according to the instructions, without reference to any outside persons, book, or course. Do not have a paper and pen nearby during the lessons, and do not refer to dictionaries or other books. The Pimsleur method works with the language learning portion of your brain, requiring language to be processed in its spoken form. Not only will you interrupt the learning process if you attempt to write the words that you hear, but you will also begin to speak the target language with an American accent. This is because the sounds represented by the American letters are different from the same-looking letters from the foreign language. Dr. Paul Pimsleur and his unique method. Dr. Paul Pimsleur devoted his life to language teaching and testing and was one of the world's leading experts in applied linguistics. He was fluent in French, good in German, and had a working knowledge of Italian, Russian, modern Greek, and Mandarin Chinese. After obtaining his PhD in French and a master's in psychology from Columbia University, he taught French phonetics and linguistics at UCLA. He later became professor of Romance languages and language education and director of the Listening Center at The Ohio State University, professor of education and Romance languages at the State University of New York at Albany, and a Fulbright lecturer at the University of Heidelberg. He did research on the psychology of language learning, and in 1969 was section head of psychology of second language learning at the International Congress of Applied Linguistics. Dr. Pimsleur was a member of the American Association of Teachers of French, American Educational Research Association, and Modern Language Association, and a founding member of the American Council on the Teaching of Foreign Languages. His many books and articles revolutionized theories of language learning and teaching. After years of experience and research, Dr. Pimsleur developed a new method that is based on two key principles: the principle of anticipation and a scientific principle of memory training that he called graduated interval recall. This method has been applied to the many levels and languages of the Pimsleur programs. Graduated interval recall. The term graduated interval recall is a complex name for a very simple theory about memory. No aspect of learning a foreign language is more important than memory. Yet before Dr. Pimsleur, no one had explored more effective ways for building language memory. In his research, Dr. Pimsleur discovered how long students remembered new information and at what intervals they needed to be reminded of it. If reminded too soon or too late, they failed to retain the information. This discovery enabled him to create a schedule of exactly when and how the information should be reintroduced. Suppose you have learned a new word. You tell yourself to remember it. However, after 5 minutes, you're unable to recall it. If you'd been reminded of it after 5 seconds, you probably would have remembered it for maybe a minute, at which time you would have needed another reminder. Each time you are reminded, you remember the word longer than you did the time before. The intervals between reminders become longer and longer, until you eventually remember the word without being reminded at all. This program is carefully designed to remind you of new information at the exact intervals where maximum retention takes place. Each time your memory begins to fade, you will be asked to recall the word. The principle of anticipation. The principle of anticipation requires you to anticipate a correct answer. Practically, what this means is that you must retrieve the answer from what you have learned earlier in the course. It works by posing a question, asking you to provide a new sentence, using information you've learned previously, and putting it into a new combination. This provides novelty and excitement, which accelerates learning. Before Dr. Pimsleur created his teaching method, language courses were based on the principle of mindless repetition. Teachers drummed words into the students' minds over and over, as if there were grooves in the mind that could be worn deeper with repetition. Neurophysiologists tell us, however, that on the contrary, simple and unchallenging repetition has a hypnotic, even dulling effect on the learning process. Eventually, the words being repeated will lose their meaning. Dr. Pimsleur discovered that learning accelerates when there is an input-output system of interaction, in which students receive information and then are asked to retrieve it and use it. Core vocabulary. While graduated interval recall and the principle of anticipation are the foundation of the Pimsleur method, there are other aspects that contribute to its uniqueness and effectiveness. One involves vocabulary. We have all been intimidated when approaching a new language by the sheer immensity of the number of new words we must learn. But extensive research has shown that we actually need a comparatively limited number of words to be able to communicate effectively in any language. Language can be divided into two distinct categories: grammatical structures, or function words, and concrete vocabulary, or content words. By focusing on the former category and enabling the student to comprehend and employ the structure of the new language, Dr. Pimsleur found that language learners were able to more readily put new knowledge to use. There are few content words that must be known and used every day. The essential core of a language involves function words, which tend to relate to human activities. This course is designed to teach you to understand and to speak the essential elements of your new language in a relatively short time. During each half-hour lesson, you will actually converse with two native speakers, using the level of language spoken by educated citizens in their everyday business and social life. The program's unique method of presenting dialogue in situation relieves you of the most common learning problem, the problem of meaning. Organic learning. The Pimsleur method centers on teaching functional mastery in understanding and speaking a language in the most effective and efficient way possible. You will be working on your vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation in an integrated manner while you are learning specific phrases that have practical use in everyday activities. There are several thousand languages in the world. Because fewer than 500 of these languages have developed formal systems of writing, linguistic specialists accept that language is primarily speech. For this reason, it is also accepted that the human brain acquires language as speech. Therefore, when Dr. Pimsleur created his language programs, he began teaching with recorded materials, which enabled the learners to acquire the sounds, the rhythm, and the intonation of the target language. The learners did this more rapidly, more accurately, and with great enthusiasm because they found themselves capable of almost instant beginning communication skills. Dr. Pimsleur called this organic learning because it involves learning on several fronts at the same time. His system enables the learner to acquire grammatical usage, vocabulary, and the sounds of the language in an integrated, exciting way. In short, the learner gains the language as a living, expressive form of human culture. Course content. When you have mastered a Pimsleur language program, you will have a highly practical, everyday vocabulary at your command. These basic words, phrases, and sentences have been carefully selected to be the most useful in everyday situations when you visit a foreign country. You will be able to handle social encounters graciously, converse with native speakers in travel situations, and use transportation systems with confidence. You'll be able to ask for directions and to navigate your own way around the cities and countryside. The language skills you learn will enable you to participate in casual conversations, express facts, give instructions, and describe current, past, and future activities. You will be able to deal with everyday survival topics and courtesy requirements. You will be intelligible to native speakers of the language, even to those who are not used to dealing with foreigners. What is equally important, you will know how to ask the kinds of questions that will further expand your knowledge and facility with the language, because you will have been trained by the Pimsleur open-ended questioning technique. The Pimsleur method becomes a springboard for further learning and growth to take place, the ultimate purpose of any real educational system. This desire to learn will be apparent to the people with whom you speak. It will indicate sincere interest and respect for their culture. A note on regional language differences. In any large country, and even in many smaller countries, Regional differences in language are common. In the United States, for example, a person from Maine can sound very different than someone from Texas. Pronunciations, or accents, vary, and there are also minor differences in vocabulary. For example, what is called a drinking fountain in New York or Arizona is known as a bubbler in Wisconsin, and a soft drink in one part of America will be called a soda elsewhere. The differences in English are even more distinct between North Americans and Britons, or between Britons and Australians. But all are native speakers of English. All can communicate with spoken English, read the same newspapers, and watch the same television programs, essentially without difficulty. Native speakers of a language can often tell where someone is from by listening to him or her speak. In addition to regional differences, there are social differences. Pimsleur language programs use a standard, educated speech, which will generally carry you throughout the country without difficulty. Reading in a Pimsleur program. A phonetic alphabet, such as the Latin alphabet and the Greek alphabet, is a list of symbols, that is, letters, that are used to represent the sounds of the language in writing. And given that language is primarily speech, the spoken sounds of the language necessarily precede learning how to decode the written form, that is, learning how to read, just as a child first learns to speak, and then eventually to read. This is the natural progression Dr. Pimsleur followed in his courses. After an introduction to the spoken language, reading is then integrated into the program, and the new alphabet is systematically introduced, associating each letter with the sounds of the new language. Initially, you are sounding out words, mastering the different sounds associated with the new alphabet. You are not at first reading for meaning, but rather for sound-symbol correlation. Eventually, when the sound system is mastered, you will be able to look at known vocabulary and read for meaning. By the end of the first 30 lessons, you will be reading at the same level as you are speaking. This is the end of the Pimsleur User's Guide. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio, copyright 2016 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2016 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.
This is Unit 1 of Pimsleur's German 1. Listen to this German conversation.
Entschuldigen Sie, verstehen Sie Englisch?
Nein, ich verstehe kein Englisch.
Ich verstehe ein bisschen Deutsch.
Sind Sie Amerikaner?
Ja.
In the next few minutes, you will learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself. Imagine an American man sitting next to a German woman. He wants to begin a conversation, so he says, "Excuse me."
Entschuldigen Sie.
The German speaker is going to repeat this, part by part, starting from the end. You are to repeat each part after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his. Let's start with the last part. Be sure you repeat aloud.
Sie. Sie.
Did you repeat? Try it again after the speaker.
Sie. Sie.
Now try this.
Gegen. Gegen. Schul. Schul. Schuldigen. Schuldigen. Schuldigen Sie. Schuldigen Sie.
Now let's add the first part. Continue repeating.
Ent. Ent. Entschuldigen. Entschuldigen. Entschuldigen Sie. Entschuldigen Sie.
How do you say, excuse me, in German?
Entschuldigen Sie?
Say excuse me again.
Entschuldigen Sie?
Now he wants to ask her if she understands English. First, the word English. Listen and repeat.
English. Lish. Lish. Eng. Eng. English. English.
Pay attention to the beginning of the word. It's
eng
and not ing. How do you say English in German?
English. English.
Say, excuse me.
Entschuldigen Sie.
You should repeat after the speaker gives the right response, trying to make your pronunciation sound like his.
Entschuldigen Sie. Entschuldigen Sie.
Now he wants to ask, do you understand? Here's the word understand. Just listen.
Verstehen.
Repeat part by part.
Stehen. Stehen. Ver. Ver. Verstehen. Verstehen.
Say, understand.
Verstehen.
Here's how to say, you understand. Listen and repeat.
Sie verstehen. Sie. Sie. Sie verstehen. Sie verstehen.
Say, you understand.
Sie verstehen.
Do you remember how to say English?
English.
Say again, you understand.
Sie verstehen.
And now try to say, you understand English.
Sie verstehen Englisch. Sie verstehen Englisch.
Say again, you understand.
Sie verstehen.
Many statements can be made into a question simply by turning them around and giving them a rising tone. Once again, say, you understand.
Sie verstehen.
Now try to ask, do you understand?
Verstehen Sie? Verstehen Sie?
Say, excuse me.
Entschuldigen Sie?
Ask me if I understand.
Verstehen Sie? Verstehen Sie?
Ask me if I understand English.
Verstehen Sie Englisch? Verstehen Sie Englisch?
The woman answers, no. Listen and repeat.
Nein. Nein.
How do you say no?
Nein.
Say, excuse me.
Entschuldigen Sie?
How would you ask someone if he understands?
Verstehen Sie? Verstehen Sie?
The man says, I understand. Just listen.
Ich verstehe.
The German word for I is
ich,
and it contains a sound that we don't have in English. It is something like the beginning of our word hue, Say it after me, exaggerating the H a little. Hugh. Hugh. Now put the sound I in front of it, as in I-Hugh, and leave off the end.
Ich.
Continue repeating after the German speaker.
Ich. Ich. Ich.
And now the word understand.
Verstehe. Stehe. Stehe. Verstehe. Verstehe. Ich verstehe. Ich verstehe.
Say, I understand.
Ich verstehe.
Try to say, I understand English.
Ich verstehe Englisch. Ich verstehe Englisch.
Listen to I understand and you understand together.
Ich verstehe. Sie verstehen. Ich verstehe. Sie verstehen.
Say, you understand.
Sie verstehen.
Say, I understand.
Ich verstehe.
Say, excuse me.
Entschuldigen Sie. Entschuldigen Sie.
Ask, do you understand?
Verstehen Sie?
Ask the young woman, do you understand English?
Verstehen Sie Englisch? Verstehen Sie Englisch?
How does she answer, no?
Nein. Nein.
Now she wants to say, I understand no English. Listen and repeat.
Ich verstehe kein Englisch. Kein. Kein. Kein Englisch. Kein Englisch. Ich verstehe kein Englisch. Ich verstehe kein Englisch.
Say, I understand.
Ich verstehe.
Say, I understand no English.
Ich verstehe kein Englisch. Ich verstehe kein Englisch.
Say, no English.
Kein Englisch.
I understand no English.
Ich verstehe kein Englisch. Ich verstehe kein Englisch.
Say, excuse me.
Entschuldigen Sie.
Ask, do you understand?
Verstehen Sie?
Ask me if I understand English.
Verstehen Sie Englisch? Verstehen Sie Englisch?
Answer, no.
Nein.
How do you say, no English?
Kein Englisch. Kein Englisch.
Now say, no, I understand no English.
Nein, ich verstehe kein Englisch. Nein, ich verstehe kein Englisch.
Now here's the name of the German language. Listen and repeat.
Deutsch. Deutsch. Deutsch.
Say German, meaning the German language.
Deutsch.
Say, I understand.
Ich verstehe.
Say, I understand German.
Ich verstehe Deutsch.
Now tell me that you understand German.
Ich verstehe Deutsch.
Now tell me that you understand no German.
Ich verstehe kein Deutsch. Kein Deutsch. Ich verstehe kein Deutsch.
Say, you understand German.
Sie verstehen Deutsch. Sie verstehen Deutsch.
Ask me if I understand German.
Verstehen Sie Deutsch? Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Say, no, I understand no German.
Nein, ich verstehe kein Deutsch. Nein, ich verstehe kein Deutsch.
Ask me again if I understand German.
Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Here is how to say a little bit. Listen and repeat.
Ein bisschen. Chen. Chen. Bis. Bisschen. Bisschen. Ein bisschen. Ein bisschen. Bisschen
has the same sound in it as
ich.
Say a little, meaning a little bit.
Ein bisschen.
Only a little. Repeat the word for only.
Nur. Nur. Nur.
Say, only a little.
Nur ein bisschen. Nur ein bisschen.
I understand only a little.
Ich verstehe nur ein bisschen. Ich verstehe nur ein bisschen.
Say, I understand German.
Ich verstehe Deutsch.
Only a little German.
Nur ein bisschen Deutsch. Nur ein bisschen Deutsch.
Now the young woman wants to ask him, are you an American? Listen and repeat the word for American, referring to nationality.
Amerikaner. Kana. Kana. Ameri. Ameri. Amerikaner. Amerikaner.
Say, an American.
Amerikaner.
Here's how to say, you are. Listen and repeat.
Sie sind. Sie sind. Sie sind.
Say, you are.
Sie sind. Sie sind.
Say, you are an American.
Sie sind Amerikaner. Sie sind Amerikaner.
And now try to ask, are you an American?
Sind Sie Amerikaner? Sind Sie Amerikaner?
Ask, do you understand German?
Verstehen Sie Deutsch? Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Ask, are you an American?
Sind Sie Amerikaner?
Here's how to say yes. Listen and repeat.
Ja. Ja.
Ask, are you an American?
Sind Sie Amerikaner? Sind Sie Amerikaner?
Answer, yes.
Ja. Ja.
Ask, do you understand German?
Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Answer, yes.
Ja.
Yes, a little.
Ja, ein bisschen. Ja, ein bisschen.
Only a little.
Nur ein bisschen. Nur. Nur ein bisschen.
Ask, do you understand?
Verstehen Sie?
Ask, do you understand English?
Verstehen Sie Englisch? Verstehen Sie Englisch?
Answer, no.
Nein.
I understand no English.
Ich verstehe kein Englisch. Ich verstehe kein Englisch.
You understand a little German.
Sie verstehen ein bisschen Deutsch.
Now sit back and listen to a German conversation, the same one you heard at the beginning of this lesson just a few minutes ago.
Entschuldigen Sie. Verstehen Sie Englisch?
Nein, ich verstehe kein Englisch.
Ich verstehe ein bisschen Deutsch.
Sind Sie Amerikaner?
Ja.
Listen to it again.
Entschuldigen Sie, verstehen Sie Englisch?
Nein, ich verstehe kein Englisch.
Ich verstehe ein bisschen Deutsch.
Sind Sie Amerikaner?
Ja.
Now imagine that you are the person sitting next to the German woman. You want to begin a conversation, so what do you say?
Entschuldigen Sie. Entschuldigen Sie.
She doesn't answer, so try asking her if she understands.
Verstehen Sie? Verstehen Sie?
Ask her if she understands German.
Verstehen Sie Deutsch? Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Still no answer. Now ask her if she understands English.
Verstehen Sie Englisch? Verstehen Sie Englisch?
Nein.
How does she tell you that she doesn't understand English?
Ich verstehe kein Englisch. Ich verstehe kein Englisch.
How does she ask you if you understand German?
Verstehen Sie Deutsch? Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Tell her you understand a little German.
Ich verstehe ein bisschen Deutsch. Ich verstehe ein bisschen Deutsch.
Tell her only a little.
Nur ein bisschen. Nur ein bisschen.
She wants to ask you if you're an American. How does she say it?
Sind Sie Amerikaner? Sind Sie Amerikaner?
Tell her yes.
Ja. Ja.
She'll ask you a question. Try to answer it truthfully.
Verstehen Sie Englisch? Verstehen Sie Englisch?
Ja, ich verstehe Englisch. Ja, ich verstehe Englisch.
She'll ask you another question. Answer it using the expression a little.
Verstehen Sie Deutsch? Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Ein bisschen. Ich verstehe nur ein bisschen Deutsch.
Now try this conversation again. Say, excuse me.
Entschuldigen Sie.
She doesn't answer. Ask her if she understands.
Verstehen Sie?
Ask her if she understands German.
Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Now ask her if she understands English.
Verstehen Sie Englisch?
Nein.
How does she tell you that she doesn't understand English?
Ich verstehe kein Englisch. Ich verstehe kein Englisch.
How does she ask you if you understand German?
Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Tell her you understand a little German.
Ich verstehe ein bisschen Deutsch. Ich verstehe ein bisschen Deutsch.
Tell her only a little.
Nur ein bisschen. Nur ein bisschen.
She then asks you if you're an American.
Sind Sie Amerikaner?
Tell her yes.
Ja.
Answer her next two questions.
Verstehen Sie Englisch?
Ja, ich verstehe Englisch.
Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Ein bisschen. Ich verstehe nur ein bisschen Deutsch. Ich verstehe nur ein bisschen Deutsch.
And that's true. Now you do understand a little German. Don't be concerned if you've not made every response correctly. All that you've learned here will be reviewed in future units. If you've mastered about 80% of the material in this lesson, you are ready to move on to the next, tomorrow. Otherwise, you should invest another half hour or so in doing this unit over again. This is the end of Unit 1.
Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.
This is Unit 2 of Pimsleur's German 1. Listen to this conversation.
Entschuldigen Sie, verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Ja, ein bisschen.
Sind Sie Amerikaner?
Ja, verstehen Sie Englisch?
Nein, ich verstehe kein Englisch.
Listen again.
Entschuldigen Sie, verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Ja, ein bisschen.
Sind Sie Amerikaner?
Ja, verstehen Sie Englisch?
Nein, ich verstehe kein Englisch.
Say the word English in German.
Englisch. Englisch.
Say German, meaning the German language.
Deutsch. Deutsch.
Say, I understand.
Ich verstehe. Ich verstehe.
And now say, I understand German.
Ich verstehe Deutsch. Ich verstehe Deutsch.
Tell me that you understand German.
Ich verstehe Deutsch.
Ask me if I understand.
Verstehen Sie? Verstehen Sie?
Ask me if I understand German.
Verstehen Sie Deutsch? Verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Ask, do you understand English?
Verstehen Sie Englisch? Verstehen Sie Englisch?
Say no.
Nein. Nein.
Say no English.
Kein Englisch. Kein Englisch.
Say excuse me.
Entschuldigen Sie. Entschuldigen Sie.
Say, I understand no English.
Ich verstehe kein Englisch. Ich verstehe kein Englisch.
Tell me again that you don't understand English.
Ich verstehe kein Englisch.
And now say, I don't understand German.
Ich verstehe kein Deutsch. Ich verstehe kein Deutsch.
And how would you say, I understand a little?
Ich verstehe ein bisschen. Ich verstehe ein bisschen.
Only a little.
Nur ein bisschen. Nur. Nur ein bisschen.
Say again, I don't understand German.
Ich verstehe kein Deutsch. Ich verstehe kein Deutsch.
Say, excuse me.
Entschuldigen Sie. Entschuldigen Sie.
Say, I understand German.
Ich verstehe Deutsch. Ich verstehe Deutsch.
Say a little.
Ein bisschen. Ein bisschen.
Say, I understand a little German.
Ich verstehe ein bisschen Deutsch. Ich verstehe ein bisschen Deutsch.
Do you remember how to ask, are you an American?
Sind Sie Amerikaner? Sind Sie Amerikaner?
How would someone say to you, yes, you're an American?
Ja, Sie sind Amerikaner. Ja, Sie sind Amerikaner.
You understand English.
Sie verstehen Englisch. Sie verstehen Englisch.
You understand a little German.
Sie verstehen ein bisschen Deutsch. Sie verstehen ein bisschen Deutsch.
Say only a little.
Nur ein bisschen. Nur ein bisschen.
I understand only a little German.
Ich verstehe nur ein bisschen Deutsch. Ich verstehe nur ein bisschen Deutsch.
Here is how the Germans say hello.
Guten Tag.
This literally means good day. Listen and repeat part by part.
Tag. Tag. Guten. Guten. Guten Tag. Guten Tag.
You can use this form of greeting any time during the day before evening. Say hello again.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag.
Now you want to ask, how are you? First, let's practice the word how.
Wie. Wie. Wie.
Say how.
Wie. Wie.
For how are you, the Germans say, how goes it to you? So here is how to say, goes it. Listen and repeat.
Geht es. Es. Geht. Geht. Geht es. Geht es.
Ask, how goes it?
Wie geht es? Wie geht es?
Now here is the last part, to you. Listen and repeat.
Ihnen. Ihnen. Ihnen.
Now listen and repeat as the speaker asks, how goes it to you? Or, how are you?
Wie geht es Ihnen? Ihnen. Ihnen. Wie geht? Wie geht es? Wie geht es? Wie geht es Ihnen?
Listen again.
Wie geht es Ihnen?
Say the word how.
Wie. Wie. Wie.
Now ask, how are you?
Wie geht es Ihnen? Wie geht es Ihnen?
Suppose you've just been introduced to a woman, Mrs. Meyer. Here's how you would greet her. Just listen.
Guten Tag, Frau Meyer. Guten Tag, Frau Meyer.
First, the word that means Mrs. or Ms. Listen and repeat.
Frau. Frau. Frau.
How do you say Mrs. Meyer in German?
Frau Meyer. Frau Meyer.
Say hello.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag.
Hello, Mrs. Meyer.
Guten Tag, Frau Meyer. Guten Tag, Frau Meyer.
Ask her, how are you?
Wie geht es Ihnen? Wie geht es Ihnen?
Her answer is, very well, thank you.
Sehr gut, danke.
Practice the word, thank you.
Danke. Danke. Danke.
Now the word, well.
Gut. Gut. Gut.
And now the word, very.
Sehr. Sehr. Sehr.
Very well.
Sehr gut.
Now say, very well, thank you.
Sehr gut, danke. Sehr gut, danke.
Here's the word for Mr. Listen and repeat.
Herr. Herr. Herr.
Say, Mr.
Herr.
Say, Mr. Gordon.
Herr Gordon.
Say, hello, Mr. Gordon.
Guten Tag, Herr Gordon. Herr Gordon.
Ask the man how he is.
Wie geht es Ihnen? Wie geht es Ihnen?
How are you, Mr. Gordon?
Wie geht es Ihnen, Herr Gordon? Wie geht es Ihnen, Herr Gordon?
Answer, well.
Gut. Gut.
Very well, thanks.
Sehr gut, danke. Sehr gut, danke.
Mrs. Meyer.
Frau Meyer.
Say, very well, Mrs. Meyer.
Sehr gut, Frau Meyer. Sehr gut, Frau Meyer.
I'm well. Literally, it goes to me well. Listen and repeat.
Es geht mir gut. 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 Mir. Mir. Mir gut. Mir gut. Es geht. Es geht. Es geht mir gut. Es geht mir gut.
How do you say well or good?